We talk about religious tolerance here in the U.S., but there is still a religious divide. If you have doubts about that, here's a statistic consider from a recent Pew Research poll. Half of those surveyed said that Islam is not part of mainstream American society. Polling also suggests that a lot of Americans don't know any Muslims and don't know much about Islam. And many people surveyed are suspicious of those who practice the Islamic faith. With that in mind, one Muslim writer has an idea based in theology for bridging the divide, the one between Islam and Christianity. The World's Matthew Bell sat down to talk with him.
Newcomers to the Quran are in for some surprises. Get this. The Prophet Muhammad is only mentioned a few times. And the prophet whose name most frequently appears in the Quran? It's Moses. Yes, the same Moses from the book of Exodus. There are also no women mentioned by name in the Quran, except for one. And that would be Mary, the mother of you-know-who. In fact, there's a whole chapter about her. This Iranian film called Saint Mary came out in 2000. It tells the Quranic story of the mother of Jesus. In the final scene, spoiler alert, Mary is holding her newborn son, and she's being confronted by high priests accusing her of being impure. That's when baby Jesus speaks up in his mother's defense, performing a miracle that never shows up in the New Testament. This is from the English dubbed version of the film.
I am Jesus, the Savior, the servant of God. He has given me a book and honored me with prophethood, and blessed me wherever I may be.
Jesus, it turns out, is mentioned quite a few times in the Quran, and broadly speaking, the Quranic version of Jesus, and of Mary too, is very similar to what's in the Bible. Mustafa Akyol is a Turkish writer and a devout Muslim. He picked up a copy of the New Testament for the first time about 15 years ago, and this is what struck him about it.
I said, oh, I noticed from the Quran, I mean, the birth of Jesus. And when I read the Gospel of Luke and how, you know, Mary was promised by the angel that she will have a blessed son and without any men touching her, I said, wow, that is the Quranic chapter of Mary. I mean, it's so similar.
Akyol says he started underlining stuff in the New Testament that he agreed with as a Muslim. It turned out to be a lot of stuff, like the descriptions of Jesus as a prophet of God. This is very much part of mainstream Islamic teaching, but Akyol goes a step further.
I'm saying, let's learn about Jesus by reading the New Testament as well. When you read the Quran, you read about the miracles, you read about the virgin birth, you read that Jesus was the Word of God, a very powerful term. He was the Messiah. These are emphasized. But you don't find the Sermon on the Mount, for example. You don't find the critique of the Pharisees or other, you know, the trends in times of Jesus. You don't get the whole story.
And this is the basis for Akyol's new book, The Islamic Jesus, How the King of the Jews Became a Prophet of the Muslims. He admits that calling on Muslims to think more about Jesus and even read Christian scripture might be too much for some Muslims. But he says this is something the Quran itself recommends.
The Quran repeatedly speaks of Jews and Christians as the people of the book. And in one verse, it says, go and ask them.
But when it comes to Jesus, there's also a bright red line in the Quran. Here's what it says. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was nothing more than a messenger of God. This means, of course, that ultimately Christians and Muslims do not agree on the nature of Jesus. Celine Ibrahim says this is important. She's a Muslim chaplain at Tufts University, and lately Ibrahim has been speaking with church groups about Islam and the Muslim understanding of Jesus. But she says there are more theological similarities than differences between the Islamic and Christian understanding of Jesus. By the way, she refers to Jesus by his Arabic language name, Isa.
For me, as a Muslim, when I try to explain this connection that I can personally feel with the Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, then I explain how the Quran talks about him as the Word of God and how, what does that mean? That's a very miraculous thing that is beyond my possible comprehension. I also talk about how the Quran talks about him as one drawn near. And so this idea really resonates with a Christian audience, with all the imagery of sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Author Mustafa Akyol, who's on a fellowship at Wellesley College, says he's gotten a lot of positive feedback on his book, but he's had criticism from some fellow Muslims.
I got one harsh criticism in Turkey and from a newspaper that I call hardcore Islamic nationalists. They want to deny everything that is Western, quote unquote, and Christian, quote unquote. So they were not happy with the fact that, you know, I referred to the New Testament. But in return, I would say, well, I'm referring to the New Testament because the Quran values the New Testament. That's why I value it as a Muslim.
Remember, Akyol says, Jesus was a Jewish reformer. For Christians, he's the Son of God, and he's seen by Muslims as a singular prophet. Sure, there are plenty of geopolitical tensions dividing the three Abrahamic monotheistic faiths, Akyol says, but they still have a lot to learn from each other. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.